Which brings us to the consent agenda. Are there any questions, comments, any desire to move any of those items to the regular agenda?
If nothing, then I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion on that motion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardozo?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boob and Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Thank you very much. Business items. Consideration to approve funds from contingency for a new full-time employee for the city clerk's office. Chris Ingalls, city clerk.
Thank you, council, mayor. I'm asking for consideration to approve funds from contingency that would be dispersed as the other positions are for full-time up to a deputy two. The approximate amount, my agenda, I lost it when I came in, so I apologize. But the approximate amount with a computer and screens is approximately $36,000 for the remaining of the fiscal year. I stand for questions.
Questions for Chris?
Mayor.
Okay. Yes.
Did you say a new computer for that employee?
Yes. I may need a new computer. I haven't checked with all the departments to see if they have an extra one or extra screens, which is usually the first thing I do. Also, we always look to a refurbished one if that's possible as well.
Isn't there already a computer assigned to that position?
No, sir, there's not.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Would it be preferred for us to approve a specific amount or to approve the authority to hire for the position at the Deputy 2 level or whatever?
To approve up to a Deputy 2 level.
Okay. I move we approve the request for funds from contingency for a new full-time employee for the city clerk's office. Up to the Deputy 2 pay rate.
Okay. We have a second.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. 7B, consideration to approve up to $24,500 for website enhancements to be distributed among funds as appropriate. Chris Ingalls.
Mayor and Council, the $24,500 for the website enhancements is related to the updating of our website. It included in the memo that I provided. It gives the example of what we have as far as the possibility for each department who chooses to participate. It gives it a little bit more of a unique feel. I think the dominant ones that may be interested are going to be the Parks Department would benefit from that, Public Works with economic development in that, and Planning and Zoning. The department header packages run $3,500 each. The $24,500 actually is if every department decided to get one, but currently that doesn't seem to be the case. And then while we were discussing the website, I did include some information so that you know that the investment in the website seems to really be paying off. So in 2017, that we had 97,930 visits to our website. Starting at page 2 of 7B, it lists out the web review and the statistics of how it's being visited and for what purposes. I stand for questions.
Okay, questions for Chris. I will say personally I am excited to get this going. Our old website is pretty cumbersome and is pretty easy to get lost in, and also is very hard for the public to use to make reports and that type of thing seems to be an issue quite a bit, so I'm really happy to see this gate go on. I think we'll actually get a lot more hits if it's a little more user-friendly. So
I think the one thing that I just have a concern about is I don't remember exactly how much we spent when we switched over to Civic Plus, but it felt like a lot. And I don't think we really capitalized on that as much as we could have. So I would just want a commitment that if we're spending this much money per department to get the specific department header type page, that we get a commitment from that department that we're really going to start utilizing the pages much more, you know, trying to find ways to make them especially useful for the public and that sort of thing, just to make sure we're, you know, not spending money just to spend money, but that we're going to get something really great out of it.
I agree. So the clerk's office tries to take the lead on the website, and as we've been able to get people trained, we're trying to be more aggressive about getting stuff out there, getting it more interactive. We are excited to have this update to make it more pleasant to the public. Some other tools that are going to be coming forth are different platforms that maybe we can start doing some licensing online where they can do their renewals and pay online instead of having to mail in. Some of those things that John's been working on at the financial end, because there has to be the link up with that. So I completely understand, and I noticed that the more we use the website and the more we get it out there, the better the documents are that come in.
Yeah.
So
I would really, in my perfect world, the city website is kind of like the one-stop shop for any questions you would have about why does something work this way, or how do I find this or that. So just one final suggestion from me might be, as each department is kind of exploring the features that they want to have on their site and how they want to utilize it, we could consider doing little Facebook surveys or, you know, trying to engage with folks, with the public in some way to see what are some things that you would like to see, you know, just if there's any special features that would be unique to parks versus the clerk's office versus public works and that sort of thing.
Right. Yeah, I think so. We usually get a really good response when we do surveys.
Yeah.
And so I think that that would be a good thing to do, yeah.
Excellent. I appreciate everybody's work on it.
And then while I'm thinking about it, the other thing that Chris and I talked about, this year in the legislature, they were talking about removing the requirement that we do our postings and advertisings into the notices in the newspaper, and that we could use our electronic website and that type of thing for noticing. That did not pass the legislature, but we feel that it'll be important to put our notices into our web page. Then also when we publish these, we'll be able to publish them in their entirety rather than a
summary
of those publications. So I think they'll be very helpful for you people that really like to
read
those
all the
things. So, but I like that as a very useful tool so that we can get those things out to the public. Richard?
Mayor, John, are the funds coming from dedicated line items from the budget this year? Will this come out of contingency of each fund?
Yeah, Councilmember Cardoza, that those funds would have to come out of contingency, for sure.
Out
those,
of each fund.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Further questions?
All right. If nothing else. Sorry, I'm going to find the page. I move we approve the expenditure of up to $24,500 from various departments' contingency funds for website enhancements.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 7C, consideration to approve resolution number R18-2018. Richard Rote, City Attorney.
Good evening, Mayor, Council, for the record, Richard Rose. Before you is consideration to amend the personnel manual two sections, two chapters 11 and 12. The chapter 11 amendments basically allow clarification for an employee to receive that compensation while they're on workers' comp up to 100%, so they'll get their 67% from workers' comp and any additional amount up to just 100%. Instead of being able to essentially double dip and take workers' comp and whatever benefits are taken from the city, which would then be 167% of the compensation. In Chapter 12, then, it is reducing the amount of benefits that an employee can get to their actual hours worked. If somebody's on workers' comp now, they continue to accrue their full benefits at a 40-hour per week, even if they're working 2 hours per week. So this just drops it back down to what their hours are actually working. So I'll stand for any questions.
Okay. Questions for Richard.
In looking into this, did you check and see, it's my understanding that the compensation that comes from the Idaho State Insurance Fund, I believe, is tax-free, hence the 67% versus full salary. Are we okay with supplementing that?
Up to 100% would be. It's not, when I talked to the workers' comp, the indication was it's not exactly 100%, but it's close. It factors the tax in. Mm-hmm. So the thought is they'll either take one or the other, not both, but I wanted to make sure that they were at least going to be 100%, so I didn't want to say they have to take one or the other. I didn't want to give that revenue off the only 5% because that's the difference that I'm not taking. So just as long as it's clear that it's up to 100% of what they would have taken on before.
Factoring in the fact that it's tax-free and all that goes into it? Okay.
Yes.
So it's possible they would be they'd be accounted as a 0.05 FTE or something?
Something.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mayor.
Yes.
I've got a question, Rich. Lost time compensation is considered state insurance fund. It isn't considered sick time per se. There's two different entities.
Sick time is the city benefit. Lost time is workers' comp.
So sick time would come primary. State insurance fund would be secondary.
Sick time would fill that gap between injury and if they're going to claim workers' comp and receive those benefits.
Is there a waiting period for the state insurance fund, or does it become the day you're injured, do you become qualified for the state insurance fund?
It is. John, do you recall it 48 hours? The injury? I don't recall.
I think it's four. Would you run it five full days? And what happens on that? I don't mean to cut Richard off. The state insurance fund, when you go on lost time, it does have an impact on our modification rate, our premium modification rate. So, I mean, it's our objective. I mean, as Richard wrote in there, it's our objective to have our staff back on light duty at all costs, because the longer they're out on lost time, the larger our mod rate goes increases, and it really does. It makes it very expensive, so that's why, where Richard's going with that. Does that make sense?
Okay, sick leave is mandated by how long you've been with the city, though, isn't it?
No, everybody accrues sick leave at a rate of 4 hours per pay period. That annual leave, the vacation time varies, yes.
I guess my question is, somebody that's been here 10 years, would they accumulate more sick leave than somebody that's been here 2 weeks?
They earn it at the same rate, but they could have more banked if they're not using it all the time. So once, if I'm a brand new employee, as long as I've worked here for 2 weeks, I have 4 hours of sick leave. And if the person next to me has worked here for 10 years, at the end of that 2 week period, we both would have just earned 4 hours of sick leave, if that's your question. But he would have earned more vacation time than I would have in that 2 week period.
sick leave would accumulate at the same time, regardless of time within the city. What I'm afraid of is if we have somebody here that's been 2 weeks, due to his lack of experience, he gets injured. I wouldn't want him to be penalized on sick leave compared to somebody that's been here 10 years, should have known better, but has the same injury because he gets more sick leave. But that's not the case, according to Brianna. They both acquire the same amount of sick leave.
That's correct.
Okay.
4 hours.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Further questions?
I'm navigating. If there's no further discussion, I move we approve resolution R18-2018.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve resolution number R18-2018. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Consideration to approve resolution number R19-2018, a resolution of the City Council for Cuna, Idaho, approving the project priority list titled City of Cuna, Idaho's Transportation Priority Request 2018 as the official transportation project priority list for the City of Cuna, Idaho, for the Ada County Highway District, authorizing the city clerk to transmit the document to ACHD and hereby repealing all previous transportation project priority lists. Wendy Howell.
I have before you for your consideration the, as the mayor said, transportation priority list. I have incorporated Richard Cardoza's comment and addressed Greg McPherson's comments. I'll stand for questions.
Okay. Questions for Wendy. Some of those things, you might actually just kind of explain some of that about the projects that are already funded and moving forward and that type of thing so that they're, we actually have to be quite careful how we put these things on here, otherwise we miss out on things and that type. So
if they're already funded, as in your road and intersection, page one of the spreadsheet, one, two, and five are already funded. And everything else that goes under it would be start with one, two, three, four, five. I see three and four was put up higher on the list, but that was at ACHD's request.
Did you say one, two, and five?
I did.
Have been
three
funded?
And four was per ACHD's request.
Okay, two hasn't been funded, has it?
Or excuse me. Three and four. Two. Looks like there's some money there. It's our understanding, or what we have been told, was the concept. They have some money for concept design now.
Oh.
I'm looking at ACHD to verify.
We're talking about the overpass.
Yeah. So they do have money for the concept design for the overpass.
Okay.
Don't get terribly excited about that, but a little bit.
Ada County would be breaking ground by June or July.
All right. Any other questions?
Further questions on that? Okay.
If nothing else, I move we approve resolution R19-2018.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve resolution number R19-2018. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. Item 8A, consideration to approve ordinance number 2018-06, an ordinance of the City Council of CUNA, Idaho, amending CUNA City Code 1037 by striking 7.2.C, thereby eliminating the provision that licenses paid for after July 1st will be one half the regular fee, and providing an effective date. So this one deals specifically with dog licensing. We did that for a while, and seems that is no longer necessary, so we can clean up that piece of city ordinance.
So I have a question. I, unbeknownst to Chris, I hadn't talked to her yet, but I wanted to look at our license fees and see if we might want to consider doing rolling renewal dates so that not all of them expired on the same date, as well as maybe considering a multi-year license. With that in mind, I guess I'm wondering if, number one, there's interest in exploring that, but then number two, if we are open to talking about that, would we rather go ahead and make this change, which I have a suggested change to the change, but make this change now and then go ahead and bring it back again, or would we rather slow track this and work in the changes over the three readings?
My preference would be to slow track it or to table it for a future date. Either way, I don't really want to the change, in as much as it is, I don't want to codify that and then go back and change it again for this type of change. My preference would be to keep the renewals on an annual basis. However, I'm not opposed to looking at, for renewals, that it should be the full year price, but I'm not opposed to quarterly, for the price to come down quarterly for new animals or new registration. We do quarterly reduction with alcohol licensing, and that seems to work out okay, and that mimics what the state does. We checked into the rolling date like we do business license. What makes that difficult is the licenses. The numbers are dictated by the year. So to lapse over into one year into another, then we're trying to, I just don't feel confident at this point that we would be successful making sure that we were tracking that correctly, because the system itself in Gazelle is very simplistic, but if you get off kilter with it, then it's not ideal. I think that if it's a renewal, it should be for the 12 months, but for the new, I'm very open to, you know, whatever pay deduction it should go. Kind of maybe a multi-year. I'd be happy to look into that. I think that has merit, and possibly we just would need to identify how we're going to do the licensing, the dog tag licensing number itself, because each one's unique to the owners. So
yeah,
I'm fine with that. So we can either slow track it and try and bring back, or we can table it for now and then come back with different information and a different proposal. I'm not in a rush for this.
Yeah, I was going to say, even if when the change goes into effect, it wouldn't actually start impacting anybody until July anyway.
Right.
So, well, if it's okay with everybody else, then I think my preference would just be to table it, not even to a date certain, just right, for us to explore, and then that way we're not putting it on the agenda until we're ready. Does that sound okay to others?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well then, thank you for the discussion. I move, wait, where's the ordinance number? Hang on.
2018-06.
Okay. I move we table ordinance 2018-06 until a future meeting date not yet determined.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to table that to a date not yet determined on ordinance number 2018-06. Is there further discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2018-07. An ordinance of the City Council for CUNA, Idaho, striking in its entirety Section 8 of Title 6, Chapter 3, titled Easements, and replacing a new section that provides for the location and width of city and public utilities easements, encroachment locations, vests in the final determination of the location of easements, and with the city engineer restricts the placement of encroachments within the easements, and responsibilities for damage removal and disposal, allows for easement modifications for side yard easements located on phase boundaries, and provides an effective date.
Mayor Steer?
Yes.
8B and 8C needs to be tabled until March 20th, please. They were supposed to be a public hearing.
Ah.
No problem. I move. Roth, should I handle these in two separate motions, or can I do them all at once?
Wait, two separate.
Okay. I move we table ordinance 2018-08 until the March 20th meeting. Wait, sorry, seven. Did I jump one? 2018-07, apologies.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to table ordinance number 2018-07 until March, what day did you say?
20th.
20th. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Now I move that we table ordinance 2018-08 until the March 20th meeting.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to table ordinance number 2018-08 until the March 20th meeting. Is there any further discussion on that motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2018-09, an ordinance of the City of CUNA, Idaho, annexing a portion of northeast quarter of the northeast quarter section of 24 Township 2, North Range 1, West Boise, Meridian, CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and commonly referred to as the KJ Superstore parcel, which is owned by Conrad and Bischoff Incorporated, into the CUNA Municipal Irrigation District from Boise CUNA Irrigation Districts, changing the respective boundaries of said districts, declaring the water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
I realize I've been doing a bad job of this, but just for all of our visitors today, so this ordinance is just moving a property from one irrigation district into the other, and when we bring new properties into the city limits, we always move that over. So just it's a lot of legalese that he reads every time. So with that, I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2018-09.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance number 2018-09. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2018-09.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2018-09. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2018-09.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve summary publication of ordinance number 2018-09. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. On publication, that will become law. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2018-10, an ordinance rezoning certain real property to wit parcel NOS S123534661 R84688703 05 S123534381 S123544921 5 owned by Mason Creek Farm LLC from P to R6, situated within the corporate limits of the city of Cuna, Ada County, Idaho, directing that copies of this ordinance be recorded as provided by law and providing an effective date.
All right, so this was a property that we previously approved the annexation and zone change for. So since we've already approved it, I move we waive three readings of ordinance 2018-10.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance number 2018-10. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2018-10.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2018-10. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cartoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Ruben Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2018-10.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve summary publication of ordinance number 2018-10. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And that motion carries, and upon publication will become law. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2018-11. An ordinance annexing certain real property to wit parcel number R06152506 50, owned by Deborah Young, situated in the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the city of Cuna, Idaho, into the city of Cuna, Idaho, establishing a zoning classification of said real property, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
All right, so this is another one that we held a public hearing back in November and approved the annexation and zoning. So I move we approve, we waive three readings of ordinance 2018-11.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2018-11. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance 2018-11.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2018-11. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Ruben Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of ordinance 2018-11.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve summary publication of ordinance number 2018-11. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries and will become law upon publication. And that brings us to the end of that. Mayor and Council announcements. Chief and I were present today at a meeting with the school district administrators and law enforcement and school resource officers, and had a very nice discussion about safety in our school and plans for such, and they, although we don't necessarily want to get into battle plans with things, I can tell you that the school district is doing an amazing job at making sure that our kids are safe. That we've talked about some other things that maybe we can do to help out and improve that even further, but I was very impressed with the plan that they have in place and the way they implement that and the way that they keep up with it, too. A lot of times we get lax on some of those things. We put them in place, nothing happens, so we just kind of forget about them. And in our day-to-day tasks, we kind of let those go by the wayside, but the school district isn't letting that happen. They've gone back and corrected some things where they found some problems, and I was just very, very impressed with what I heard there today, and as always, I offered the school and the city's support and support from our city police department and that type of thing, anything that we can do to help them to improve those situations and make for a happy place down there is a good thing. So, again, I just want to say I can't tell you how impressed I was with the school district and their plan and the seriousness of how they're taking that on. So, I don't know. Is there anything else anybody wants to bring up? Chris?
I just wanted to confirm with council that you are still available next council meeting at 5:30 to have your photos done.
Yes, and my hearing has resolved, so I will be here at 5:30.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
If we're going to have new pictures taken, I think anybody in planning and zoning should be made sure they don't have marking pencils.
Well, I believe that the police chief is present and maybe the culprit is sitting behind him.
I'm not going to be specific. But
well, we wouldn't.
Make sure that's in the minutes, please. Thank you.
Or perhaps you should just grow a beard and mustache to match your picture.
Random question for whomever.
Yeah.
Would there be any value in having the department heads get pictures the same at the same time, like official city portraits, and then we could include those on the website and things like that so people would kind of know who people are?
Well, I know Richard Rhodes has wanted that for quite some time. I know a lot of other cities do that as well, so we could certainly schedule that in.
Would that work if we, like, I mean, folks can go at 5 or whatever, I don't know, whatever would work, but if that seems like it would work, I think it would be your thoughts, Mayor?
Mayor?
I think that would be a good idea.
Okay.
I'd also think we ought to have pictures of our planning and zoning commissioners.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
That way you can have
a marker. I'd be all for that. Paybacks are hell.
That reminds me of one other thing, which is whatever happened with our plan to get employee ID cards with photos?
We have them.
We do?
Okay.
I don't see anyone wearing them. So.
I was going to say, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, not a badge on any of them.
Yeah, so most normally they wear those when they leave the building and go to meetings and that type of thing, not so much around the city hall. Pretty much everybody that has a desk has a nameplate like that in front of their desk, so when people come in, they're not trying to figure out who's who anyway within the city hall. But they do have them, and Bobby did get the lanyards that have the quick release so that if somebody gets hooked up on something out in the field, then those pop loose, and we don't hang people and that type of thing, so... we do use them quite a bit. Okay, anything else?
If there's nothing else, I move we adjourn to executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 74206F for the purpose of discussing potential litigation.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to adjourn to executive session 74206F. Richard, who all do we need in for this? Just counsel yourself and, okay?
Yeah.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.